the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brethren, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess
to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask the Blessed Virgin, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Sorrow.
O God, who raised up St. Mark, your evangelist, and endowed him with the grace to preach the gospel, grant, we pray, that we may so profit from his teaching as to follow faithfully in the footsteps of Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever.
Amen.
A reading for the first letter of St. Peter. All wrap yourselves in humility to be servants of each other, because God refuses the proud and will always favour the humble. Bow down then before the power of God now, and he will raise you up on the appointed day. Unload all your worries onto him, since he is looking after you. Be calm, but vigilant. Because your enemy, the devil, is prowling round like a roaring lion looking for something to eat. Stand up to him, strong in faith and in the knowledge that your brother will over the world, all over the world are suffering the same things. You will have to suffer only for a little while. The God of all graces, who called you to eternal glory in Christ, will see that all is well again. He will confirm, strengthen, and support you. His power lasts forever and ever. Amen. I write these words to you through Silvanus, who is a brother. I know I can trust to encourage you never to let go of this true grace of God to which I bear witness. Your sister in Babylon, who is with you among the chosen, sends your greetings. So does my son Mark. Greet one another with a kiss of love. And peace to you all who are in Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
May the sing forever of your love, O Lord.
May the sing forever of your love.
I will sing forever of your love, O Lord. Through all ages my mouth will proclaim your truth. Of this I am sure, that your love lasts forever, that your truth is firmly established as the heavens.
I will sing forever of your love, O Lord.
The heavens proclaim your wonders, O Lord. The assembly of your holy ones proclaims your truth. For who in the skies can compare with the Lord? For who is like the Lord among the sons of God?
I will sing forever of your love, O Lord.
Happy the people who acclaim such a king, who walk, O Lord, in the light of your face, who find their joy every day in your name, who make your justice the source of their bliss.
I will sing forever of your love.
Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the 11, "Go out to the whole world, proclaim the good news to all creation. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. These are the signs that will be associated with believers. In my name they will cast out devils. They will have the gift of tongues. They will pick up snakes in their hands and be unharmed should they drink deadly poison. They will lay their hands on the sick who will recover." And so the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven. There at the right hand of God he took his place, while they, going out, preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word by the signs that accompanied it. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today's Gospel passage is taken from the longer ending to St. Mark's Gospel. It is a post-resurrection episode, and so obviously suitable for this Easter season, although it does also lead us somewhat prematurely to the Feast of the Ascension. Regardless, it reminds us that we are commissioned to go out and proclaim the Gospel, but all is done in Christ's name. It is only in and through the Lord's name that we will prosper in our preaching and example. And this is our first challenge, to let go of our own ideas and preconceptions, indeed our own selves, and to truly accept and believe what is handed down to us. St. Mark is often unsparing in his portrayal of the failure of the disciples to understand who Jesus is and what he says. And eventually they all desert him, and St. Peter denies him. Yet the risen Lord remains faithful to his failed disciples, and his faithfulness finally allows them to see clearly and to go out afresh to preach the gospel. This faithfulness of the Lord is well expressed in today's gospel reading. The Lord working with them, confirming the word by the signs that accompanied it. Living the gospel is not easy, as St. Peter reminds us in our first reading. But we are not alone, and Christ will confirm, strengthen, and support us. St. Mark, as a disciple of St. Peter, picks up on this and reminds us that living the gospel, following in the way of Jesus, makes demands on us. It stretches us. However, he also assures us that in our efforts to live the gospel, the Lord is with us. We, the disciples of today, are assured that the risen Lord keeps faith with us, even when we let him down in various ways. The Lord continues to work with his disciples in spite of failings. May we constantly remind ourselves of this message and give strength and hope to those we encounter who experience the same challenges in our society today. Let us ask the Lord to hear our particular needs this morning. We pray for all the faithful, that we may be strengthened to live out the gospel, to constantly turn back to the Lord, that he may confirm, strengthen, and support us always. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all those who are suffering at this time. Also remember the people in Sudan facing famine. And help may be given them as soon as possible. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all those who are sick, especially those who are dying at this time, that they may know the support and love of the Lord at this time. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Which we make through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
As we venerate the glory of St. Mark, we offer you, Lord, the sacrifice of praise, and humbly beseech you that your church may always persevere in the preaching of the gospel, through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For you have built your church to stand firm on apostolic foundations, to be a lasting sign of your holiness on earth, and offer all humanity your heavenly teaching. Therefore now and for ages unending, with all the host of angels, we sing to you with all our hearts, crying out as we acclaim.
Sanctus, 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 Dominus Deus, Sanctus.
Rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Save us, Savior of the world. Oh, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, And as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with St. Mark, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis our Pope, the order of bishops or the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him. O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Saviour's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign for ever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Agnus Dei.
Quid laudis peccata
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
We pray, Almighty God, that what we have received from your holy altar may sanctify us and make us strong in the faith of the gospel which St. Mark proclaimed. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.